Yes, Lord. Imagine every day for a year meeting up to share buildings and consumables to take your Yuba product to the next level. Join Compound 99. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. We are looking for 30 creators, entrepreneurs. Schedule a call to see if you qualify. Find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347 and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please, let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347, and this is another episode of Producing Equity with Cowboy 347. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, please subscribe. By you subscribing, this will allow us to generate phenomenal content, take this channel to the next levels as we build from the ground up, giving you guys the top shelf experience that you guys deserve to be inspired and lifted out of your mental turmoil. Yes, Lord. Today's episode is going to be about just the power of the law of attraction and how you can remind yourself that you are the universe and the universe is you. When it comes to, you know, destiny, when it comes to manifest destiny, when it comes to full circle sediments, I want to give you guys some details that you can use on your day to day, right, regarding human flourishing that allows you to build towards your goals and show up for yourself night in and night out. Yes, Lord. So, pertaining to the sweat equity, right? For those of you who don't know what sweat equity is, that is for no salary at all, taking all of your energy, right? And investing it into something that you own to raise the market value by implementing your blood, sweat, and tears. So, taking my sweat equity and what I have done with my syndication company, right, and being a owner of a coffee crop, and tune into the Ranch 1922 company so that you guys can be involved with a phenomenal legacyal brand for my family, for my loved ones that I've developed from my sweat equity. But I want to inspire you guys from some of the things that I have learned that allowed me day to day to fall into my purpose, to always keep myself grounded to always know what direction to walk into. So today's episode is about press on. Today's episode is about pressing on. You have to press on. And I'm going to give you guys an example of somebody who was extremely successful, who's a billionaire, who has been a CEO and an executive of some of the, in history, some of the biggest brands in history. And by that, perhaps you can use that to know that, you know, if he exists, there's someone else out there that exists just like him, and it might just be you, but you just have to believe. So who that person is James Key Wise. Now, for those who don't know who James Key Wise is, James was the CEO and executive of Blockbuster. He's the one who described that they was in almost $1 billion of debt, being outwitted by Netflix, you know, not taking the opportunity to adhere to optimism that could have created, you know, prevention of Blockbuster being beat out by idealism. But this is the brother who was the CEO of Blockbuster and who learned a great deal, right, of lessons that gave him the sweat equity to be who he is today. He's also the CEO, former CEO of 7-Eleven, right? Going into 7-Eleven and working from the ground up, right? And utilizing his background to, I would say, project him into a place of trust by understanding and knowing, right? Being a huge part of being successful in anything. And I'm going to talk about some of the principles that he used to stay consistent, to stay within the process, to trust the ups and downs, to trust the ins and outs, the endings and beginnings of, you know, his portfolio. And remember what I said about the knowing, right? LeBron James is the all-time scorer in NBA history. That doesn't happen on accident. Now, you guys, this is a shameless plug. You guys should go listen to Mind the Game by LeBron and JJ Redick. And listen to the dialogue, listen to the rhetoric, listen to the terminology, right, that proves that LeBron James' career, right, isn't Mount Everest, you know, on accident or just off of muscle. LeBron James knows the game and communicates the game and illustrates the game, meditates on the game, tries to innovate the game, he's a pioneer of the game, right? Because he's a mind of the game, right? So keep in mind what I said about knowing, right? You have to know the industry that you're in, right? Tune into the podcast, The Ranch 1922 Company, because just like how LeBron and JJ Redick talks about the sediments of that industry, I talk about the sediments of the coffee industry. Right. And it will and there will be nothing but success in it because I know it and I'm studying it and I'm nurturing it. I'm practicing it. I'm dreaming about it. I'm questioning it. I'm researching answers for the questions that I'm questioning it by. Right. But James Key Wise has a passage that he lives by. As we go through the episode, I will reference that passage. But I just want to move in fluidity throughout this message so that we can get to you know, so that we can get through this elegantly. So keep in mind about the patches that I will share of James Keys Wise, the CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster. So I'll start here. In the Word of God, the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Right? Now, to be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. So I'm sharing this information to round you guys up, right? To be courageous enough, right? To come out of the 99% and be that beacon of light that's going to help transform and create solutions for the 99%. So to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. So in the Word of God, there's a scripture in Isaiah. Isaiah 43:18. Simple, no heavy lifting. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. Right? My wife, she went into, we just had our second son. And my wife, she had a follow-up appointment after delivery. She goes in, you know, she's absolutely fine. She feels fine. She looks fine. There's no symptoms of preeclampsia. And she has her appointment and the doctor says, you have high blood pressure. You have to go get checked in, right? Fortunately, they caught it. She goes to get checked in at the hospital. She has to stay overnight and she has to get her nutrients. She has to get her fluids for, you know, the postpartum segment of pregnancy, which was absolutely a blessing to learn. But we met with a phenomenal nurse and she was so positive and she loved coffee. I said, hey, I own my own coffee crop. I farm coffee, Cowboy 347. I'm a cowboy. I'm a shepherd. This is what I do. And it's pretty dope that you love coffee. And she was so amazing. We had a conversation and she looked so vibrant. And, you know, she was telling us her story. And we was like, wait a minute. How old are you? And she says that she was 68 years old. Now, she's talking to us with so much energy, so much gratitude, so much appreciation, so much thrill and enthuse about her children and traveling and seeing the world and backpacking through the UK and being, you know, being well traveled geographically in that area and giving us tips on where we should go and how we should do it. And we asked her, how old are you? And she said, she's 68. I said, wait a minute, ma'am. You don't look 68. You look like you're in your 40s. Right. And she said, thank you. And then I was like, you look like you're in your 40s. What's your secret? Right. And she says, well, you know, I've lived a stressful life. Right. She said that she lost her brother. She lost her son. Been through quite a few things. But despite all of that, one thing that she said was that she learned to be pragmatic. She learned to be pragmatic. And I said to myself, you know what? 347, numerology. Go check out the message if you guys haven't checked it out yet. But to be Cowboy 347 stands for being practical and spiritual, tithing your due diligence towards success. And I said, you know what? You're right. Right? And I go research pragmatic principles in the world throughout history. And this scripture pops up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target. To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Isaiah 43:18. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. This is essential for an entrepreneur. This is essential, right, for, you know, whoever is ordained to be the chosen one in whatever genre that they're meant to be great in. You have to learn how to let things roll off your back from a pragmatic standpoint while being a creator, being enthused in innovation, being enthused and listening to that ticker in between your ears that's telling you, you know, which way to go, being able to tap in with your spirit guide and guardian angel to know what steps to take that are safely, right, paved for you to walk because it's ordained and it's in the book of life, right? But you have to remove those distractions of thinking and dwelling on the past. And you have to act like it. You have to act like it. So, not only do you have to act like you're already in your blessing, right? You just have to act like those things that tried to prevent you from knowing your best self, those things that try to prevent you from, you know, being the best version of yourself, you have to be able to forget the emotions, the attachment, the experience of things that happened in the past, right? That would give you more room to focus on being grateful in the moment and building towards the future. Now, this is without question, talking about the lessons that you learned from it. But that's one. So two is understanding the law of attraction. After that, saying that, you know, you are the universe and the universe is you, and being grateful for your problem, being grateful for everything, including your problems, right? Once that's out of the way, we need to understand positive affirmation, talking to yourself and what the law of attraction mission statement is, right? And the law of attraction mission statement is that when you truthfully and truly want something and go after it without limiting yourself with disbelief, the universe will make it happen. So when you truly want something and go after it without limiting yourself with disbelief and doubt, the universe will in fact make it happen. And you have to know that you are the universe and the universe is you. Now, I know the times that we live in, and I was just talking to my wife the other day that the times that we live in, nobody cares about God. You know, nobody really cares about living, right, with God or cares about that God talk. Nobody gives a damn. But see, that's my thing. And that's what proves my conviction of why I stand with the positive affirmation of including God in your life, right? Because I know from reading the Word of God, I know how to preserve my flesh, which I feel is most important when it comes to trying to break generational curses and raise other human beings, right? That has to one day learn that your body is of the earth, your body is, right, dirt that will return back to the earth, and it's embodied by the spirit, And there's certain things that you should respect about that. But I understand that the world really don't want to hear about God, right? So let's put that to the side and let's just talk about positive affirmation. Now, James Keyes Wise, right? Being the CEO of Blockbuster, like within a month, or I forgot the time frame. You know, he's going around and he's having a bunch of meetings because of the success of Blockbuster. And because of his success as the CEO of Blockbuster, sometimes you just don't know who knows you, right? And he just so happened to be at a meeting, at a conference, and he ends up running into Warren Buffett, right? And Warren Buffett's in line and, he's fellowshipping, he's politicking, and James was, pondering of going over and introducing himself. But involuntarily, they ended up crossing paths naturally. And he decided to introduce himself to Warren. And Warren said, "Hey, I know who you are. You don't have to introduce yourself. You should get together sometime. Here's my information. But great work that you're doing. I'm familiar with your work," right? So in that, right, there's questions that's being asked, and there was referrals for education that James had asked Warren. You meet somebody like that caliber, you want to ask questions that you can kind of emulate to do, just as great things for yourself. And I believe it was a book that James asked for. And in this book, there was something special that happened. Follow me, I'm almost finished. So as a kid, James is from Massachusetts. Yes, I believe James is from Massachusetts, a small town in Massachusetts. But there was a time where he had a moment of disciplinary moment. And after that moment, he had a poem that he made in workshop. And he carved a poem in wood at workshop. And it was a poem that actually he carried throughout his entire life since the age of 14 years old. And I want to read to you guys what this passage is that he had kept from that workshop his entire life, coming into being the CEO of Blockbuster, right? And the passage was is called Press On. The passage is called Press On. Now, this passage is absolutely powerful because it's a very, very popular author, right, that wrote the poem. Check the information below, right, for who the author is, and go check it out yourself on Google. But this poem actually, and this story touched me so much to the point where I go by this poem every day as well. Now, this poem that James Keyes Wise was attached to his entire life, right, literally became his life. Everything that he did, every office, every job, everything that he did, that passage was on every desk, every mural that he had and every office that he had along his way to success. Okay? And the passage is called Press On. The poem is called Press On. Okay, the statement is called Press On, and I'm going to read this to you as we get ready to conclude the message. And Press On goes like this: nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. And education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination are omnipotent. Alone. The slogan Press On has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. Now, this is James's poem. This is what he, you know, he read this and he this mantra, he tied it into wood, and literally he's carried it his entire life, even up until this point of meeting Warren Buffett, and even till today. And I read this poem every single day as well. But now let me continue to share with you guys the reason of this message today. So imagine going through all of these amazing turnouts in his career, right? Becoming the CEO of Blockbuster, one of the biggest brands in the world, and you're running the entire brand, right, as the executive. And this brings you to rub shoulders against the great greats, right? Like Warren Buffett, and you cross paths with Warren Buffett, and you just so happen to exchange information and get a referral of education that he refers to you, right? He gets your number, he gets your address, and, you know, he ends up mailing you the referral of education, he ends up mailing you the book, and you read through that book, right? This is a true story. James ends up reading through that book, and at the very end of that book, he just so happened, at the very last page, Warren Buffett has a complete copy of the press-on poem at the very end. The universe is you, and you are the universe, right? What are the odds of, or how did Warren know, or what are the odds of the great minds think alike, right? But there was something about the attachment of James in that poem that the universe was using to pull him somewhere. And then at some point, for some reason, the universe was going to give him affirmation and confirmation of that reasoning, right? And it just so happens that the universe showed him that his choice was right by presenting him the associations of great minds. So this passage was something that Warren Buffett was familiar with. And obviously, this passage is something of Warren Buffett's arsenal, you know, being as successful and as revolutionary as he is as an investor, right? Mr., you know, it's not about how much you spend, how much you spend after saving. And what this has done for the economy for years, what he has done for the economy for years, and confirming that James is somebody. I want to let you know that positive affirmations are absolutely important, right? Omnipotent in your life as you try to beseech your dreams and aspirations. And again, I do this to give you a stick for the quicksand to be inspired and letting you know that there's proof that you are not the only one, the 99%, your fingerprint. There's a group, there's a market of people that's waiting for you to become the best version of yourself, that's waiting for you to become great, to transform their lives. And I just want to give you an example. I wanted to give you an example of the importance of positive affirmation in your life and healthy affirmation habits and referrals in your life that will get you there. Right? A kid from a little town in Massachusetts from workshop gets in trouble. And he runs into this passage and he uses it to help him, you know, become, you know, successful, not wanting to flip burgers at McDonald's. So go research James Key Wise. Go research Warren Buffett. Go research Press On and the author in the description below. Understand the law of attraction. And wake up every day and show up for yourself, because God does not reveal things all at once. Yes, Lord. Do me a favor, like and subscribe so that Cowboy 347 can provide to you top shelf quality, right? So that there can be more awareness, more initiative to touch more lives that are a part of the messages that I will be sharing going forward. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate any and everything no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we're all here on purpose. And let's get smarter.